This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Children reading books to dogs. It sounds too cute to be true, but it actually is a thing. Throughout the country, libraries are turning to canines to help children who might be struggling with their reading. Stateside's Nick Wallace went down to the Ypsilanti District Library to meet the local library dog, an English bulldog named Otis.
Mr. Rathburn stood at the front of the class. He was holding a list of names. At least it was supposed to be a list. However, there was only one...
My name is Pat Mitchell, and I'm a youth librarian here at the Ypsilanti District Library. The Read to the Library Dog program is a program for kids grades 1 through 3 who might be struggling a little bit with their reading. And so they come and they sign up for 10-minute sessions with Otis the library dog and read to him.
Her never said she wrote poetry, Francine whispered. Her never says anything.
As a children's librarian, two of my favorite things are kids and books. My other big favorite thing is dogs. I'm a big dog lover. And studies have shown that reading to a non-judgmental audience like a dog helps them, the reading does improve.
Is the famous poet Jack Petulski, and it's still not too late to enter. I'm a poet.
My name is Sunita Payne. My 7-year-old daughter, Savannah, is in the program, and it's a really funny story how she got involved. I was looking over the pamphlet with all of the programs, and I'm like, read the Jazz. I'm like, because we had the therapy dog, Jazz, and the flyer said, read the Jazz. And I'm like, Pat, who is Jazz? Like, I don't know who Jazz is. And she's like, well, it's a dog. And I'm like, how is that beneficial? And she's like, well, it's a non-judgmental environment for the kids. And as soon as she said that, and I'm like, okay, I'm in. Sign me up.
I'm reading Ginger and the Peanut. Oh,
Ginger. That's Ginger, Ginger and Petunia.
All
right.
Virginia Vincent Fallis is a very elegant lady. She lives in the...
My name is Jesse Shu, and Otis is my personal pet. His personality is just very... kind of indifferent and very mellow, laid back, so I thought he would be a good dog for kids to read to. And for the most part, he just kind of lays down and they come right up to him and read, and he does pretty well with it. So.
And passion. And you are what you wear, so she always says.
He definitely likes all the little kids, and I think by now he knows each one of them, and he's pretty relaxed around them, so.
Let's go home, baby duck, says Carl. Mother duck is so happy to see them. What a good dog, Carl.
He is a good dog. Good job.
And you can find a picture of Otis and other library dogs from all around the state on our website, michiganradio.org.